are on Daf Chavav Amid Aleph. I'm sorry. Chav Zayin Amid Aleph. We're around 15 lines from the bottom. V'tane Maisi Lo Mehoche. And V'tane Maisi Lo Mehoche. So what does Rashi say? So Rashi says, Amayroi Maisi Lo Mikroi Dileel. That we know Shchita is Minatzavo. So Amayroi brought Rayas from Psukim. Av Kahane, V'shochat, Shochatei, or V'zovachto, M'mokim Shezov Chateyu, Oy Migmore, or the Makshin and these Amayroim shlug them up, and they said that we know Shchita Minatzavo from Malach L'moyshe Misina. Avotano de Teures Koinim, but this is a new suk. This is not an Amore. This is not the Makshin, which is also an Amore. There's a Tane in Teures Koinim. Maisi lo mahoch, he learns out from this pasuk. The Sanye Rabchia Omar, Minayin l'shrita minatzavo. How do you know that shrita is minatzavo? Shenemar va'olchu b'nei arein ha'kehanim es ha'nesochim. And it says further, es ha'roish ve'es ha'podo. It says that the b'nei arein are misader the nesochim, the chetichais that were cut from the oilo. They were misader them on the atzei ha'maroche. She'ein talmud loim es ha'roish ve'es ha'podo. So why is it necessary to be moisev that when they put all the chalokim, they put the roish in the poder? V'aloi roish u'poder b'chlal kol ha'nesochim oyu. These are a chelik of the nesochim. So why does the Torah Akdoshe have to enumerate these two, the roish with the poder? Lama yotzu. So why are they separate? And why aren't they nichlal in the nesochim? So the Teres Kainim answers as follows. Lefi shenema, vehipshit esoilo, venitach oisol in socheho. When the Pasuk speaks about the nesochim, so the Pasuk says a seder. First, you're mafshit the oilo, you skin the oilo, you take off the oil from the oilo. After the oilo is skinned, v'nitach, then the nesochim are cut up. Is only elo nesochim sheyeshnon b'chlal afshote. So if it would say, V'olchu b'nei arin akehanim es ha'nesochim. So I would say the nesochim include all that was cut up after the hefshit, because the pasuk says the seder. V'hefshit es ha'ilo, first you make hefshit, and then v'nita ha'isol in socheo. That these are the nesochim. And since the nesochim are those chalokim that were cut up after the hefshit, so I would think that the roish is not bechlal the nesochim, because it is not nichlal in the hefshit. Minayin l'rabeis es haroish. So how do I know to be marbe the roish, that the roish you also makter, even though this is not bechlal hanesochim? And why isn't it bechlal hanesochim? Shekvahutas, because the roish, b'shas shchite, the Rosh was separated from the behemoth. So Vehivshita Sa'ila goes now on the behemoth and not on the Rosh that was separated from the behemoth Bishas Shchita. So I would think that this Bechlal no Chiyav to be Maktir the Rosh, because the whole Chiyav is to be Maktir the Nisachim, and the Nisachim are that Chalik of the Oila after Hefshit. After Hefshit, then you make the Nisachim. These are the Nisachim that you are Maktir. And the Rosh is not Bechlal Hefshit, because when it says Vehipshit Esa'ilo, we're speaking about that the Rosh was already separated from the Oilo. Talmud Loima Es Roishoi Ve Es Pidroi Ve Orach. Mide Komar Es Roish Shekvar Hutatz. Now, if Rav Chiya said the reason that the Rosh is not Bechlal to Nisachim, is not Bechlal Hefshit, because it was separated from the Oilo, Bishar Shchita, Bechlal de Shchita min Atzavo. So we see the Shchita is min Atzavo. If the Shchita would be from someplace else, so the Rosh is a Vehivshit as her Oilo, includes, let's say we had a Havamina that the Shchita is from the lathe, from the Zona, from the Chaytev. If we would say that the Shchita is from these Mekaymes, so when it says, Vehivshit Esa Oila, so Vehivshit Esa Oila includes the complete Oila, including the head. It says, Vehivshit Esa Oila, and then, they should v'nitach in yivnitach oisol in socher, so that would include the roish together with all the other nesachim. So it is not necessary at all to specify the roish is bechlal nesachim. So we see from this that when it said v'shochat, shchit is from the roish. So since shchit is from the tzavo, so if shchit is from the tzavo, al yedei ashchitim, the roish is separated from the oila. So therefore, the vehipshit es oila is going on the rest of the behima, excluding the roish. And these are the nesachim which they have to be misadar. So that's why the Torah had to be mefarit that they are misadar the Rosh also on the Atzei Merochim. Let us see Rashi. Engli shekruyim nisochim ala oison sheyeshnam bechlal hafshotim. Only the chelke ha'oilo that were bechlal vehivshit as a oilo benita chayso, the nisachim are that what was cut up after the hafshota. Kedersi vehivshit venitach. Vegabe aricha, when it says that they're misader the nisachim and atzei amaroche, dersi nisachim. So what is included in the nisachim? The nisachim hanifshotim mashme. Nisachim means the chalokim of the behemoth that the skin was previously taken off. Is minayin l'rabois bechlal aricha gam esaroish. She'enoi bechlal avshote. This is not bechlal avshote. The roish is not bechlal avshote. It was separated from the behemoth before the avshota. How was it separated? The kiven, the nechtechu simonim, since the simonim were cut, Kori lehutas. So now it's considered separated. Bipnei she kol chiyusoi toli behem. I think the chiyus of the rosh is dependent on that, what it's attached to the rest of the behemoth with this simonim. Uchimonach bedikula dami. So after the shchita, it's keilu, the rosh is in a basket. It has no connection at all with the rest of the behemoth. So vehivshit es ha'oila l'chayre means the oila that is left over. This is the oila. The rosh was separated from the oila. Ubechlal avshata einoi. So memele if it's vehivshit es ha'oila benitach. So this goes on the oila, on the behemoth. And that is a mitzvah hefshit, and that is a din benitach. And the rosh is not bechlal ha'oila. So it's not bechlal avshote. Ela korev kemoy shehu. You makrev the rosh the way it is, without avshote. Kedamrinim bezvachim, let's see the Bach's girse, vehikrev es ha-koyin es ha-koyl. A koyl is inclusive. Le-rabois tzemer sheberoshei akvosim, Viseyer Shabizkanat Hayoshim Batomeis Vagidim Bakanayim Vatlofim. Lemaise Rashi says that the Roish is not Vichlal Hefshit. And that is why we have a ribui that your makter the Roish the way it is with all the with the zokin of the tayish and the sayer of the keves, that means the rosh is a huktar bishlei musay. There's a kasha that the Marsha and the Maram speak about, but really the Chiddush Aran speaks about it. The Chiddush Aran, the Gemara has a kasha. The Gemara has a kasha that why did the Torah have to mention that you makta the rosh? The Nesachim. So the Nesachim, these are the Chalokim of the Oila. So this is one of the Chalokim. Why was this necessary to mention? So the Gemara says a hoshtik Torah Zaraya, because the Nesachim are only the Dvorim and Nifshotim, and this was Hutas before. Ganze Meise, Zemeile, we see Shchitas, Minatzavo. That's why the Torah had a mention, that is why the Torah had a mention, there's a besondere mitzvah saktora on the Rosh also, which I would not know without this posik. So, Frekteran Akashe, I'll tell you Poshet HaChajman. It says, Vehivshit, I'll tell you that Shchita is not Minatzava. Forget it, the Shchita is from the Zona. Fine. So now, Shchita is from the Zona, so why does it have to tell us that you're Makta the Rosh? I mean, why is the Rosh different? I'll tell you why. Because the Nesachim that you are Makta are those that you are Mavshit. That's what it says in the Pasuk. V'hivshit as a Rosh. And then is Benitach es Nesachel. So the Nesachim are those after Hapshot. The Rosh, you're not Mavshit. How do you know you're not Mavshit the Rosh? Because Rashi brings a post, a Gemara in Tzvachim. V'hikter ha-koyin es ha-koyl ha-mizbeicho. Ha-koyl means the zokin of the tayish, the sayer of the keves. Hakil means, so, Bekitzer, if you're makter, the zokin of the tayish and the sayer of the keves, so in other words, you're not mafshit the roish. It says klob, Bekitzer is hakil. You'd be mafshit it, there wouldn't be any zokin left. So al kochoch, you're not mafshit it. So that's why you say Bekitzer is a roish, because the posik says that, it's a roish, that's what the posik gonna tell us that you're makter the roish. Because I would think the whole mitzvah v'orach is only on the nesachim shenivshitu, and the rosh is not nivshat. So that's why. But what's the proof that the shrit is minatzavor and The whole mitzvah is only going on the other chelik. Well, the shchit is from the son of al kaponim. The hikter es hakel tells us that you're not mafshit the rosh. I would think so. Therefore, there's no mitzvah haktor on the rosh. As I, that's the kasha that the mashor, the maram, and the chedush eran is. So the chedush eran and the rams and the maram says the same thing. So they say, that when it says, v'hikter es ha-koil, if the rosh would not be hutas from the behemoth, I would say, v'hipshit yomavshit the rosh also. That when it says, v'hikter es ha-koil ha-mizbecha, that's going on at tzomis, gidim, kanayim, kolofim. I would never say that this ha-koil is coming to tell us that you're not mavshit the rosh. It says, and the rosh is a chelik of the oilo. It's attached to it. So I would never know you're not mafshit. That what Chazal darshan v'hikter es ha-koil is marbe the zekan atayish. You know how I know this? Because after I know that it was hutas min oilo, now I know that v'hipshit is only going on the guf oilo, not on the rosh. Now I say v'hikter es ha-koil is going on the zekan atayish. But if I wouldn't have known this, if I wouldn't have known that the shchit is min atzava, I would never say that you're not mavshit the rosh. I'd say you're zicha mavshit the rosh, and the akil is malva other things. There's a number of things which I need a ribi on. At some as gidim kanayim. Let's see Taisvis before we go further. Minayin l'rabbi says harosh shekvar utas. Al kaponim we see from our Gemara, the Gemara explains why we need a ribui on the rosh. Because the rosh is not connected to the oilo. And the nesachim are on that chelik of the oilo, that's vehipshit as oilo, v'nitach. So I would think you're not makter. It's the takanapichla the nesachim. The nesachim are those that are hupshat. So if say, but you are makter the roish also, even though it's not pichla the nesachim, you also makter the roish. Mashme the loyhavi pichla v'nita roishal in socher. Vice is the roish is not pichla the nesachim because the nesachim are those which were hupshat. Fine. But there's a besonder ribui that you makter it. Betayme, the bepeire kama omar, the Gemara wants to bring a raya, you go basa roiv. So the Gemara says, I prove to you go basa roiv, because, meirosho shel oilo. That means, maybe there's a nekev in the moyach of an oilo, and how could you be makter the oilo? Maybe it's treif. You don't know. So, Zaraya, Yisrael Machandroid. So the Gemara says, what's the Raya? Maybe you open up the Rosh and you check it. If there is a neck, if there's not a neck, the Gemara says, no, you can't open up the Rosh of Doyle. It says, Lin Socher, Voloy Nesocher, Lin Socher. There's only certain Nesochim you make, you don't make it into smaller pieces. Frektoisves, now that we just said the Nesochim of the Behema, are those that you made hefshet on. And on these nesachim, there's halacha, nitach oisal in socha, v'lay nesachel in socha. And that is a halacha, that the nesachim are not cut up in smaller pieces. But the rosh, steht in unser Gemara, is not bechlal the nesachim. So where does it say anywhere that you're not allowed to cut the rosh apart? And see if it's a treif, it's not a treif. Yesh loyma dohoda arvei, v'orchu b'nei arin akehanim es ha-nesochim es ha-rosh. It seems v'orchu, I don't know, the rosh says, the vov is the mekasher. He says, v'orchu akehanim es ha-nesochim, it doesn't say v'es ha-rosh, it says es ha-rosh. So al kaponim, it seems, in this vav, somehow they compared the rosh to the nesachim, And just like the Nesachim are a certain size and they're not cut up more, the Rosh is also the Rosh and it's not cut up in smaller pieces. Midakoma es a Rosh shekvahutas ichlal deshchita minatzavo. So according to Taisvis, the whole sugi of the Gemara was, Taisvis Lomshat in the Gemara, the whole sugi was, how do you know, and it's Allah Lamaisha Mi Sinai, that Shchit is Minatzavo, that we know without Ipsugim. The whole sugi of the Gemara was, but how do you know you shechted from the bottom, from the garden? Maybe shechted from the top, just like you make malika from the top, maybe you make shechita also from the top. That was the whole sugi. So that was the whole sugi in Fakert, b'mokim sheshoch chatei, Fakert, no, the bottom chelik, that was the whole sugi. Now all of a sudden, Atane figured out that Tanya Tereskev figured out this Minatzavo. So, but here we're back where we started from, Minatzavo, that's right. What's the raya, where you start cutting from? If you start cutting from the bottom, you start cutting from the top. I don't know anything. Lo'yosa ha'itana ele miyutei znovoi, avalokate lo yedini Minatzavo minoi. If ain't a chanami, that we don't know. This whole Tanya is being moisif one nikudet. Tan is being moisif on the kuda that before we were forced to say that the mokka meshchita was limited to the tzavo from Aloch Lamoisha Misinai, and now we need limudim. Well, which chelik of the tzavo do you start from, the oirif or from the chelik atachti? That was the sugya till now. But we needed Aloch Lamoisha Misinai to pinpoint where the Mokke Meshchita is. It's by the Tzavo. This Tanya said, I know it's from the Tzavo. How you know, Taka, where you start from? That's the Tanya isn't getting into that. But look upon him. For this Nekuda, I don't need Aloch Lamoisha Misinai. Frag the Gemara. In order to understand the Gemara's kasha, I'd just like to mention the lashon of the psukim in pasuk vav. It says v'hipshit es ha'ila v'nitach oisal in sachar. This is speaking by a ben boker. Then in pasuk ches it says v'olchu bnei arne kehanim eis hanesochim es haroish es hapoder alaitim asher aleish shalom izbeach. So our Gemara was being mefalpo in Posek Ches. It says, Eis ha-Nesochim, why do you say it's a Rosh v'sapoda? It's a raya that the Rosh was Hutaz, and it's not Pechlal ha-Nesochim. Fine, that's what he has to say, a Rosh. Now, then in Posek Yud Aleph, in Shulduk, in Posek Yud Beis, now we're finished about Ben Boka, now we start talking about Tzoyin. By Tzoyin it says, V'nitach oisoy linsochov, ve'es roishoy ve'es pidroy. So by Tzoyin you have perhaps the same problem, V'nitach oisoy linsochov, ve'es roishoy ve'es pidroy. It says linsochov, why do you say roishoy ve'es pidroy? The same problem. Al koponim, the Gemara, the Baraisa started off. Let us look at the lashon of the Baraisa. V'tana ma'isel ha'moche. D'sanya, minayin l'shchit v'natzavo, shein tamud loyme s'aroish v'sapoda, s'aroish v'sapoda is posek ches. Matam is, but why do you have to say s'aroish v'sapoda? Tamud loyme, s'aroish v'sapoda, tamud loyme s'aroish v'sapoda, s'aroish v'poda b'chlal kon nesochim, lo meyotu, so he says, because it's not b'chlal lafshote, so minayin l'rabish s'aroish v'kvahutas, Talmud Loima es roishoy ve es pidroy ve orach. Then he jumps to the pasuk by Tzoyin, es roishoy ve es pidroy. So the Baraisa is very unclear. Yes, the Kaisha, why do you say es roish ve sapoda, which is speaking about Ben Abokar, and good Kaisha, you say it there, that's why he says roishoy pidroy, the pasuk by Tzoyin. That's the Gemara's Kaisha. Vetane, like the Gemara, Posach b'roishe poda, he starts asking the kasha, why did the Torah have to mention the roishe poda, it says in the Sofim. And Messiah b'roishoi u'pidroi, then he, hachi kama. So the Gemara says, there's missing something in the Baraisa. The Baraisa wants to tell us two distinct halachas. Halacha number one, minayin l'rabi says haroish kvar hutas, Talmud loimer d'rayis es haroish v'esapoda. And that's by Ben Boko. V'roishoi u'pidroi miboil lomoli. Now the Tana is asking another kasha, which is nechsa from the Baraisa. So why did the Torah have to say the same thing by tzoin? I know already this you say. Mi boi lelech desanya, mi nayim l'roish u'pedel shekoidmen l'chol anesochim. How do you know that when you're makdel the nesochim and the roish and the poda, how do you know that the first ones that are put on the Mizbeach are the Roishim Poda, Talmud Loima, Es Roishoi, Ve Es Pidroi, Ve Olach. So it says, so since Roishoi Ve Es Pidroi is mentioned right before Ve Olach, so it seems in the Seder or Ariche, this is the first Roishoi Ve Pidroi. Let us see Rashi. The Michla the Shritim Natsavu di Lavochi ba Mayuta, so Bechina Tana Posa Beroisha Poda, Loma Nema Esa Reish Vesa Poda, Besayim Beroisha Yipidroi, the Kama Tama Loma Es Reish Ves Pidroi Vorach, Achigosinem, Reish Pidroi Miboiler, the San Yavochi Misayim Tana Lamas Nisam. He's going to tell us another Aloch. So now, Upodel kame the kosav rachmon alamali. Now the gemara is takashe, so it's very good. The second posik is telling us in the seder haktore we're makter first or mesada first, the roish and the peder, and then the other nesach gemaldik. So it has to say roish, the peder over there, to tell me that they're the first in seder of haktore. By Ben Boker, it says Roishoi, that we said already, it says Roishoi to tell me, that, even though it's not Pachlal Nesochim, this is in Aktorah. But why does it say Poder? Peder is Meyuta. Why does it say Peder is Zicha Bechlal Hefshit? And, so the second post gets to tell us and say the Yemagdim is. But why does it say, Upeder Kama the Kosav Rachmon Olamali? So the Gemara says, "Mi boy lelech desanya. Keitzad hu oise? How is he makter the roish? Choife es apeder al beis hashchite umaleyu v'zeo derech kovet shel mailo." He says the beis hashchite is covered with the peder. Not samozoi. Your makter these chalokim. The peder goes together with the rosh to be mechasa the beis hashchita. Let us see what Rashi says. O peder kod alamali. Bishleim rosh itzik l'rebuyei mishum shekvar hutas. Elo ha peder alamali. Why is it necessary to say a peder in the first posik? Berech kovet shemakriv ha rosh. Choyfe ha-peder amokim chatach mitnei shem meluchlech bedam. It's meluchlech bedam. So memele so that is why you need l'davoyni I don't understand l'chayre when you cut the simonim there's two sides to this. I mean, just like the chelik arosh is meluchlech bedam, so the chelik of the goop that has the other half of the simonim is also meluchlech bedam. Unless you'll say, since it's more outstanding by the rosh, because there you have the tzemer and mean, there could be by the basar is nicht gefällig, it's basar, so it's damit not nika. But by the rosh, you have a white header that you have the tzemer of the keves and the dos and the mele and the skin could be. So there it's more outstanding. I don't know. Let us see what Taisva says. Upeder kama lamai osef. Mashi makshinon de welt fragt a kashe. Lichtoiv chadroish utreipoda. It should say once the rosh, but try poda. The mechad rosh yodin. Let us say the first time the rosh. Baruch ale the nesochim. It should say be'esor rosh. Now it says the rosh. The mechad rosh yodinin shehu bechlal arich. You know that the rosh, even though it's not from the nesochim, bechlal arich. Fine. That you know from the first rosh. Why does it have to say that the peder? I mean, the peder, there's no reason to mention the peder. It's v'chlal hefshit. Darshini minei, shechefei yorbeis ha-shchitim. Fine. So from the first posik, I know you put the rosh on the mizbeach. That I know. That's what comes to tell me the rosh. It says peder there also to come to tell me yomachasa the beis ha-shchitim. Fine. Now, so I know the peder and the rosh go together. The peder, that's, they go together. Now, by the tzoyin, it says, tzoyshe v'spidroi v'orach. In seder, the rosh and peder come first. So let it just say, pidroi v'orach. So I'll know the peder comes first. And if I know the peder comes first, I also know that the rosh comes first, because the peder is covering the beis hashchit of the rosh. So there's an X on the by tzoyin, the rosh is miyuta. Here, Agamor said, well, the second pasuk, you need to tell me that you mark the first the rosh and the peder. Frek the belt. I know this already. If I know that the peder is mechasa, the beis hashchit, now, and it says that you mark the peder, or pidroi v'orach, so you know that the rosh and peder, you hear it first. The kasha is a very good kasha. Nire. The e like siva lechadroi, so Taisva says v'nahapach. If it would only say chadroi, the first rosh that you're asking, I would ask the kasha, no, I just have to mention that the rosh is pachlal and the sochim. El have the shini minei shechefei el abeis hashchite. Vave shemi minei shekoydem al chol ha-evorim. Let's see the... Inami of a cost of had roish it's a pet the kam of the shini shechefeil by sashchite. That's the bach. Vav shemin mene shekoidim lechol eivorim. Avo shekvar hutas loy shaminam. That means that if we'd only say the first roish and peder, I'd ask Kashe, why does he have to say roish and peder? So he knows he say roish and peder, that you put the peder to cover. When you cut off the roish, that means the shchit you make from the zonah. But one of the nesachim is the rosh. When you cut off the rosh, it's very bloody. So you take the peder and put it to cover the beis hashchite. Not that you shechted it from the rosh. Fine, but I would never know that shchit is from the tzavo. It mentioned rosh to tell you that the peder you put on the rosh. Aval hashem yitur d'chsiv roishen yashminin d'shchita min hatzavo. So now it comes out that the ikalimud is got from the yitur of the second rosh. Zogt der Gemara weiter. Vahai tane maisi lo mahoch. Now, we have another tane that learns shchita min hatzavo from a different posse. The sanya, we learned zois teires abeheima vahoif. This is in Vayikra, Shmini. Vichi be'eze teire shavso beheima loif. In which halachas are they similar? Voifle behime. They're different. Shmini is speaking about Tumas Oif and Tumas behime. And they're all different. Behime metame bemaga bemasa. Noif ain't metame bemaga bemasa. Oif metame begodem abeis abliye. Behime ain't metame begodem abeis abliye. is be'eze teira shivsa behema lo'ifa ifla behema. That's the kash of this paraisa. Loi malach. So, in one thing they're similar. Ma behema b'shchite, af oif b'shchite. Is behema I know is b'shchite, b'shachet is ben aboka, af oif b'shchite. So, loi na shchite is oif from this post. I ma lo holon b'roif shnaim, af kan b'roif shnaim, tamad loi ma zois. Zois, but Zeis is a miyut, that it's only in Teire Shchita they're similar, but the Oif and Shchita they're not similar. Fine, but we don't know too much yet. The Raya is from Rabbi Lezer, that's what the Gemara wants to bring. Rabbi Lezer Oimer, he asks the same kasha, Be'eze Teire Shavsa Behima Lo'if Oif Le'Behima. Lo'ima Loch, Ma Oif Hechsheiroi Minatzavo. Just like by an Oif, when you make Malikif, so the Hechsher is from the Tzava Mul Ha'oirif. Af Behema Hechshera min Tzava. So Shchites HaBehema is also min Tzava. So from here we learn out that Shchites min Tzava. Frek the Gemara, so you're learning it out from Oif. Ima lo holon mi Mul Ha'oirif af kan mi Mul Ha'oirif. So maybe you make the Shchite Mimul oirif, tamaloyma umolak es roishoy, mimul opoy vlo yavdil, roishoy shel zeh mimul oirif. Roishoy is amir. Ben roishoy shel zeh, and ben roishoy shel achem mimul oirif. So, I learn out from the Zeis Teiras, that both of them is hechsheiron, betzavo. And I have a miyut from roishoy, that Roishoy shall oif is Hechsheiroi b'tzavo mul oiref and not Roishoy shall bay. Roishoy is not mul oiref. V'rabbe Lezer, I'm learning out behima from oif. Hai zois my ovid lay. Before we said we learn out oif from behima. So the zois was that the behima is b'shnei simonim and oif is not. That was before, that the Oif is not like Behema. But now he learns out Behema from Oif. He loves Oif, Avamine Ma Oif, Besimin Echot. Af Behema, Besimin Echot. Kosev Rachmona Zois. That it's different. That Oif is Besimin Echot, and Behema is Beshnei Simon. Let us see Rashi. Zois teiras habeima leel minei airi betumas nevelis. And here it says, we're mashra zois teiras habeima v'oif. So, in fact, the Gemara in tumme they're not equal. Oif eini metame b'maga b'masa d'chsiv lo yoicha le tome vo ein loch elama she omu bo lo yoicha le tome vo. That the Tumeh is only through Achila. Behema eina metamba bebeis abliya. Im toch voloi chaveroi, if he picked it up, so he's metamba bemasa. Im toch voloi chaveroi, the sign yocholtei nivlas behema metamba bebeis abliya, tamaloima lo yochol lo tomo. Mi she ein lo Tumeh ela delech achiloso. Yotzuzu, that's the only tume. Yotzuzu she yeshla tume kaidim sheyeshla. Ma behima b'shrita yoytz midei nevela d'chsi v'shochad as ben aboka. So it comes in this parsha that this parsha is talking about tumes nevelas, but the Zeis Teiras is coming that just like shrita is metaya. From Tumas Nevelis by Behem, it's Metaya by Oif also. Ima Behem Baroif Shnaim, Editzrich Leel, Rabbi says, Aroi Shekva Hutas, Dehi Besimenechel, Lav Hutas Koyol, Evitzrich Leribuye. So it's Miutei. Then Rabbi Lezer said a different Roshe. Ma Oif Echsheiro Minatzavo Melikosoi, Apeim Echsheiro Minatzavo Shchitosa. Einu da moron, betane meisi lo behoche. So is me overlay. Kiven doif lavu beime yalaf, beime miyof yalaf, miyuta meiniu. Besimen echot. How do I know oif is besimen echot? Versiv bechatos velo yavdu. So is me mayet, that a behem is not like that. Shaloi lechol devraye mukshu elo ledova echot. That it's bitzavo. But here it's two simonim. Dr. Gemara White, Tony Bar Kapore, Zois Teiras Abahema Vahoif. So Rashi says we have now the end of the pasuk. V'chol nefesh chaye oremeses b'mayim, which is dogim. So this pasuk is mentioning three halachas: the stoyres abeima, v'oif v'dogim. So the stoyres abeima v'oif hitel akosav loif ein beima ledogim. I think the Mephoshim explain that Bar Kapore the Shaila in the Seder HaParsha, first it speaks about Behemet, then it speaks about Dogim, and then it speaks about Oif. And then when it makes a summary, Zois Teiras HaBehemet VeOif HaDogim, so then it's Mishana the Seder, we stick Oif between Behemet and Dogim. Hita LaKosov LaOif Bein Behemet LaDogim. An oif was written bein behema ledogim. Lechayvoy, some emails, what's pshat this? Lechayvoy b'shnei simonim, to say by an oif, you have to be shoichet shnei simonim yevshe, shekvahukish ledogim. Dogim don't need shchita simonim, period. Lepoitroy b'loi klumi yevshe, to pater an oif. Without any shrita, yefshe, shvahukish lebehime. Okay, tzad, echsheiroi, the simin echod. So the hechsha of a knife is one simin. Let us see Rashi. Rashi. Lechaiwe bishnei simonim, kebehime, tenafkelon, im naim la rabbi shrei shkadus yef she shem hok shel dog if the lav ne shchit aninu kedo lakamon yeah look to gemara weiter the dogim the lav ne shchit aninu min olam how do you know there's no chiv shchit on dogim ilaim amishum dechsi vatsayni boka yishochet lehem im kol degei hayam yeyosiv lehem. So it differentiates. By tzayne boko, you need shchita. By dogim, you need a sifa. By sifa, you fish them out of the yam. That's enough. Sagilu, elo ma'ato gabi slov, d'chsiv, v'yasvu es a slov, v'chanami elav b'shchita, v'amrit l'poit rebe v'loi klom, miyevshish v'hugush l'baim. So al kochach slov, you need shchita al kaponim esimin echot. And if you darshan from the yeyosef lehem that you don't need shchita, so say by, or if you also don't need shchita, because there also says aloshin asifir. So the Gemara answers, Hosam like siva asiva asifa bamakim shchita dachine. Hochek siva asifa bamakim shchita dachine. So the Gemara answers, that means like this. If you're speaking about shchita, and when you speak about dogim, you purposely say a different lashon, atoy nebaka shochet ben. Kol degei ayom, ye yosef len. So that lashon asifa, which is mentioned next to Shchita, so it seems here you need Shchita, and here Asif is sufficient. But that pasuk vayas was a slav, it's not talking about shchita in that pasuk. So there, vayas was a slav is not coming to tell us halachas that you don't need shchita. Let us see Rashi. Yevshe shvog shel dogim blav ne shchita nikol kamal hachik si vasife di tu eitzol shchitas behime. Vedishoni bidibure chsivu vasife vamino davkehu. Sagt die Gemara weiter, Dorash Oiver Gililor, in der Oiver was his name, he was a Psan Oiver Oirech, from the Golo, Behema Shen Nivreis Mina Yabosha, a Behema was created from the Yabosha, Hechshera Bishnei Simonim. So the Hechsher is two Simonim. Dogim shenivru min amayim, echsherem v'loi klum. Oif shenivru min arekak, arekak is a place where it's muddy, so there's some, there's offer and mayim, echsherem v'simenecha. What does Rashi say? Min ayabosha, Yesh loy chiyus bori v'chazak, it's a stronger chiyus. Rekak she yesh bo mayim v'yabosha. There's mayim and yabosha. The Teres Chaim says pshat, this Gemara, the Teres Chaim says pshat as follows. He says that every misa that is not through shchita comes to the Malach HaMavis. Filled by Behemo also. Brings the Gemon HaMafkid, Malach HaMavis, Malihocha, Malihosom. It comes to the Malach HaMavis. Only if the Mise comes through shchita, so then it's not through the Malach HaMavis. The Mise comes through shchita, then a Mise is Behemo, a Mise is Oif, the shchita, it's not through the Malach HaMavis. Fine. Now, a misa that comes to the Malach HaMavis is metame. And the Malach HaMavis comes, it's Rishum Einiker, it's metame. And that is why he says that Kivrei Tzadikim, that Misosam B'Neshike, so it's not metame. That the Gemara says in Ksubis that everyone was by the Kahanim were by the Levi and Ravenu HaKodesh, that the Kahanim were there also because it was Misosa ben Neshik. Fine. So he says like this. So now, he says, I'm going to keep shouting the Gemara. He says that a behemoth that's Nivreis Mine Yabosha, you have to cut two Simonim. He says, why do you have to cut two Simonim? So Rashi says, the fikach yesh lechi is bari v'chazik. A behemah is stronger than a knife. If the b'riyeh is min adomeh, so seems that stronger, it's bari v'chazik. Now, if you'll cut one simen, it won't die right away. It'll take some time to die. If it doesn't die right away, the Malach HaMavis comes already. I mean, the Malach HaMavis comes to make the gmar misa. It says, afilu someone kills someone, the Malach HaMavis makes the Gemar Misa, by an other. Afilu someone gets killed, the Malach HaMavis, a person can't make the Gemar. The Malach HaMavis makes the Gemar. He's Machshe, maybe the Misa. The Malach HaMavis makes the Gemar, and when the Malach HaMavis makes the Gemar, there's Tumah there. That's from the Malach HaMavis. So, a beheime that nivreis min ha'adamo, Neyaboshe, it's chiyus bori v'chazik. You just shecht one simen; it won't die right away. It'll take time to die. So memela, the Malach HaMavis will make the gemar misa, so it'll be metame. That's why you have to cut both simonim. If you cut both simonim, so it dies spontaneously with the shchita. So memela, so the Malach HaMavis kriegt sich nicht da rein. So therefore, there's no tumas nevela. By an oif, there's a lesser chiyus, because it's not nivra min hayabosha, it's a yaboshin and mayim. So a smaller chiyus, a memela, so this shechita of one simin will take away right away the chiyus. Azak, he says something very interesting. He doesn't have any chiyus at all. Chiyusay min amayim. He's living on an oxygen mask. They're giving him chiyus. Not he is chiyus. The mayim is giving chiyusay min amayim. You take him out of the mayim, so he doesn't have chiyus anymore. He doesn't have atzmistik chiyus. So mainly you don't need the Malach HaMovis to take away his chiyus. His chiyus, he's living on the Gittem chiyus. He doesn't have atzmistik chiyus. So you don't need shechita whatsoever. And he says, Fakert, he says, an Odom is, he brings Ofo min Adom, and all that, the chiyus of an Odom is stronger than a Behemoth. So then the Malach HaMovis has to make a real good job to take away the chiyus of an Odom. He has to make a real good job. So he says, therefore, you see, Tumas Odom is more chomer than Tumas Behema. A mace is an aviyavaisa tumme, it's metama boil. A behema is not only an ava tumme. These are the mechanics, hamelik abir and agamore. That's what it's totally in, I mean, like this, it's boring stumme. Yesh lechiyus, bori v'chosak. That's why you need to sum up. Look to Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Shmuel Kaputko, Teida, I'll bring you a raya that an oif is minarekak. Shrei oifish, yeshlem kaskeses peragleyem kedogim. That the feet of the oifish are like dogim, that they have kaskasim. Let us see Rashi. Teida shemin arekak nivru. Matzi Taisvis. Doresh bar kapore. The didei itzrich zeis l'shum drosh. Like this, he wanted to say zeis is coming to tell us that there were the eyes of one simon and this was two simonim. But now, from this we can figure it out. Teida shreyesh lehem kaskeses. Yeah. Teime matzorich rayalze that they're from the mayim. The kroksi behedye yishritzu hamayim Sheret nefesh chaya v'oif. The Pavel Leil have this posik that the oif is from the mayim. So, why do you have to bring a raya psaraglaim whatever from the feet? Yishloime the maisi raya the kivin the b'riyas hamayim nikeres behem. He says, the posik tells us metzias that was created from the mayim. But he's saying, since the Briyas HaMayim, we see that that was Nivra B'mayim is Nikeres Pem, so we see that that it has characteristics of a fish. Like the Moisim L'dogim L'nyin Shchita, so Mamele has the physical characteristics of a fish. So Mamele should have the Hilcha Shchita like a fish. That you shouldn't have to cut all this amount. Zuck the Gemara weiter. Voi, Sholoi. Kosev echad oimer, ayoimer alekim yishritzu hamayim, sheretz nefesh chaya, vooif yoifei, alma mimaye evu. So we see that the oif was created from mayim. Chsiv, vayotzar Hashem alekim in adomo, kol chayis hasoda, eskoloif hashemayim, Alma Meyare Ivru. So, see Marlikas Rashin Taisa, there's some Gamliel, there is Abiyachna Bentake. Anyway, so the Yesta Kasha, Astira, one posik says that the Oif was Nivra Mina Mayim, and the other posik says Mina Doma. Amalai, Amaloi min arakak nivru. It's both. It's rakak, it's partial mayim and partial adome. And this guy seems he was very satisfied with his parents. He left, he is. Roa talmido mistaklim zebuzet. They were looking at, they didn't like it, it says, with Teretz, Omer lehem, koshe beinechem, shedachisi es oivi bekash, I'll tell you that, Mr. Teretz, min amayim nivru. It's really nivru min amayim, that's pashto dekro, yishu tzu amayim, boif yoheife. V'lo meviyam ala odom, likreis lehem shein. So that means as follows. At the other pasuk it says, V'yotza Hashem elokim min adama kol chayis asod. Period. The demokim, a yitzira of the chayis asod was min adama. Ves kol oif ha-shemayim, not the yitzira was from the adama, they were brought to adam, to likra islam shem. This is not going back on min adama. That's one losh. V'yesh oimim was mamish b'losh n'acha. Omer loisei hegmin. He said to the hegmin, he said the other loshen, but he said in the b'losh n'arishin, omer lem lo tamido, b'shem d'chsiv al v'yotza. Let us see Rashi. Voy shaloy. Now who's this voy shaloy? Shemen, voy shaloy kuntrikun hegmeinus ram gamliel, shaylis harbay behin bepreiris. There were a lot of shaylis that he asked him, and these shaylis are mesechtes preiris. Begam zoy shaloy. Now does this come here? Vochitanyim mishim grod oifis. We're talking about oifis, so he asked him about the brius oifis. Sheret nefesh chai v'oif almim b'may yisbri oifetz v'lo mevina lo dem amgliel kam alayim klayma v'lo manichte v'ukan. It was written here that the yitzire of the behemoth was min adome. Now it says oif afterwards mishim kri Hashem likres lem shem v'ochi kama v'yotza min adome kol chai yisod v'skoloif ha-shamayim Liris Mayikoloi, Gloya Yitzire Koi. He says the first half of the Pasuk is talking about Oifana Yitzire. Skoloif Hashemayim, Liris Mayikoloi. Mishum Dersive Skoloif Hashemayim, Al Vayotza, the Mashma, the Yitzire Namikoi. So it's Mistava that Yitzire was from the Adome because this pasuk is right after Vayotza, so Mestame, it's also going that with the Oifen Yitzir of Oifes was min Adam. That's one pshat. Lishna Achine, Mishum Dachsiv Al, not because it's going on the beginning of the pasuk. Loime Mikra Kame Gufe Mishtame, the min Oret Nivru, Dachsiv Al Haoret, the Mashme de Minois Periyu. Some Allah means a Yedeo. Sivnami Bikro Pasra Bayotza Min Adoma. That means according to the second Loshen, there are two Eichoches that the Briyas or Oif was Min Adoma. Because it's going under Vayotza. No, because it says Al Ha'oretz, which means a Yedeo, Mr. Doma. And then it says Vayotza, which is also going Min Adoma. Ze Shomati V'rishayin Nire Be'eloi. The Taisvus Vaychaloi Perish Kuntrikun Ahegmain as Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. It was not Rabban Gamliel, it's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Loike Moshe Perish Bekuntris as Rabban Gamliel. Ubechol Duchti, because the Gemara in Bechayres, I mean, it's a Pella, the Gemara in Bechayres that Rashi mentions is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, not Rabban Gamliel. Ubechol Duchti, the Ike Vaychaloi, He asked him this also, aleikoi. That means, the Gemara in Bechayre says, kuntrinken ahegmein est abyechem ezakei, a number of shailas. Wherever it says, oit shaloi in shas, it means, there in Bechayre, when he asked him shailas, so kuntrinken, he asked him this shaila also. So wherever it says in shas, oit shaloi, it means this. And Shtemaritz Chayis could not find where else it says in shas. Chol duchte, here it says. Okay.
I think there's missing the word up here. Boy bayoim. K'moy boy bayoim shebechol ha-shas. K'ave bayoim sheminu boy yisrabeloze ben azay yonos k'minu pektvos ha-shacha. I think Taisus means, if it would say over there, boy bayoim, so then we could say, oi tsholoi, that was the day was asking numerous shaylas, so on that day, this is also one of the shaylas he asked him. Even though it doesn't say boy bayoim, so oi tsholoi should mean, oi tsholoi means it because in the, he once asked him some shaylas, so all oi tsholoi goes on that maisa, so this is a vopikane, the taka goes on that.